joining us with a sweet life. My name is Brooke Peterson, and I have our next guest. I'm so excited to have Andrea Murray. She comes to us from a little closer to home. She's PCC's very own instructor of cultural anthropology and intro to archaeology. How cool is that?
Yeah.
I'm very excited that Miss Murray agreed to join us. This is exactly the kind of information I would like for Sweet Life to provide. Cultural anthropology. You know, what is that? I hear archaeology, and I think of Harrison Ford and his hat and his whip, and this happens to make archaeology seem, you know, unreal to me. So it's something unrealistic as a career. Miss Murray is here to give us the real lowdown, the real deal, if you will, of these two areas of study, both of which are located in the social sciences division. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I am a professor of anthropology here, and anthropology is a very diverse discipline. It is the study of humans from any time or any place. So as you can imagine, it's quite broad in its endeavor.
Yeah.
we like to say that we often will take on research that has anything to do with the human condition and experience. So whether we are dealing with contemporary human societies and their cultures, their behaviors, values, ideals, whether we are dealing with human morphology, genetics, anatomy, or whether we are dealing with the dead through archaeological studies. So within this diverse discipline, we break it up into four primary subfields, and that is cultural anthropology, which is the study of living cultures, physical anthropology, which is the study of humans as biological organisms, archaeology, which is the study of the human past, and then linguistics as well, which is the study of human languages.
Yeah.
So when you are studying the anthropology degree at the undergraduate level, you tend to come out with a very broad discipline in which you've taken classes in all four subfields in most cases. But if you choose to move on and become an anthropologist, that at that point in your graduate career is when you specialize in one of those subfields. So although I teach cultural anthropology and physical anthropology as well, I'm actually an archaeologist.
Yeah, that just sounds so cool. Tell us about that.
Well, I can tell you that although I, too, am a fan of Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford, who wouldn't be, although I do own a fedora, I do not carry a whip to work every day.
Oh, man.
I know. Nor do I need to bring pistols into the field, you know, or guns.
Well, this is just blowing all of it.
Oh. Yes, yes. So, you know, in my archaeology class, we actually watch Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Uh-huh.
And it's at a point in the semester where the students have realized the reality of archaeology.
Okay.
And so we use it as a comparison.
Uh-huh.
And they compare the science of archaeology to Hollywood's portrayal of the romanticized version, adventurous form of archaeology. So although it's not quite as adventurous as portrayed in film, it still is very exciting.
Uh-huh.
It does involve discovery. Archaeology does involve the excavation of archaeological sites all over the world.
Uh-huh.
It does involve working with artifacts. But where the films leave off,
mm-hmm.
you know, they often stop after the discovery. Archaeology continues on.
Okay.
And that's the major focus of the scientific study of the human past. So we go out and we discover sites and we excavate artifacts, but then we bring those artifacts back to the lab. And it's that part of the research process where most of our energy is actually focused.
Oh.
And that's on analyzing, dating, learning from the artifacts that we have excavated. So we can make interpretations about past human life, past human culture, behaviors, society.
Now tell me, as a little sidebar, why does that matter? Why do we need to know what they did in the past?
Hmm. That's a very good question. I think it helps us understand who we are.
Okay.
Almost from a philosophical perspective, I think that it's hard to get a sense of who humanity is or what humanity is, what our purpose is here on the planet, where we've been, where we're going, without understanding, well, exactly where we've been, what we have done as a past. And, you know, you can learn a lot from studying the past, such as how technologies evolved into what they are today, how social perspectives and beliefs evolved into what they are today, and, you know, mistakes that we may have made in the past is a species that we'd rather not see again in the future.
Okay. All right. Have you been on many digs yourself?
I have. Yes, I have. These days I spend most of the time in the classroom, but I do get the chance in between semesters to conduct research. So I'm a New World archaeologist. So
what does that mean?
That means that most of my research has been conducted in North, Central, or South America, as opposed to the Old World, Asia, Africa. But I've had the opportunity to work on projects throughout Belize and Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Peru.
Wow.
The American Southwest as well, which does include California, but also Colorado and Utah and Arizona. I have also had the opportunity to work in the Old World a little bit in France and England as well.
Okay. And on these digs, you know, all I can think of with archaeology is, you know, dinosaurs or vases, you know, from Greece or wherever. What are you digging for now? Like, what are you finding?
Well, I'll tell you, one of my most recent projects that kind of counters that idea of these grand vases, if you will, is an archaeobotanical project.
Oh.
And this is an area of research where you look at the seeds of plants that have been preserved in archaeological sites.
Okay.
So it takes a background in botany. And when we get seeds preserved, we can tell a lot about diet and a lot about what the environment was like at the period of time the site was occupied. So this particular project is looking at a site in the Andean highlands of Peru. It's an archaic period site, and we have found a number of seeds that are Chenopodium quinoa, which is becoming quite popular
quinoa,
today.
Yeah, quinoa, yeah, I eat that all the time.
Yes, well, originally domesticated in South America.
Okay.
And we are addressing the period of time in which that particular species was first domesticated. So it involves the excavation and discovery of the actual seeds, which, if you can imagine, are quite tiny.
Uh-huh.
And so this is not an easy process to dig them out.
Yeah, how would you even know? Yeah, okay.
Well, it involves a screening process.
Okay.
But and then I'm taking those particular seeds and putting them through scanning electron microscopy to look to see if they have morphological signs of domestication or not. So there's differences in the physiology of the seed if they have been altered at the hands of humans through the domestication process, through farming, than if the humans had gone and collected wild varieties of the seed without the behavior of farming. So I'm doing this comparison and looking at the morphology and trying to determine how much of the sample represents domestication and the behavior of farming or agriculture at that site versus how much of the sample represents just being collected or gathered wild.
Okay. So it sounds like this is considered a social science, but it sounds just as much of a normal natural science.
It is.
Okay.
It is. Anthropology is a very interesting discipline in a number of ways. And one way is that it has a foot in both doors, both the social sciences and the humanities as well, as well as sciences, life sciences, physical sciences. Archaeology and physical anthropology in particular very much rely on the application of the scientific method.
Right, right.
So in archaeology, it's somewhat interesting because we use science. We use other disciplines like botany, like soil studies, like animal biology, et cetera, to help analyze the types of artifacts we find. And then through the scientific process of analyzing, we then make more social scientific conclusions about human behavior and lifestyle.
Okay. So a person who is really drawn to this and succeeds in this and is happy in this is probably equal parts both social and natural, or life, or, you know,
well,
what you were just
saying.
Possibly.
I would say that.
Or do people specialize and just do half the equation kind of thing?
You can. You can very much specialize. Within archaeology in general, you can specialize doing lab analysis. You can specialize doing the excavation and being a field worker.
Right.
You can specialize in managing or conserving the artifacts once they've been analyzed. So there's a lot of areas of focus. I would say that anthropology in general, most people who are drawn to it are people that are interested in looking at other lifestyles, that are interested in cultural diversity. From the archaeological perspective, I think it draws people that are interested in discovery and history and science as well, because it's used to help us understand the past.
That's great. So From your own opinion, what do you think is the best part about anthropology and archaeology?
Mm.
What turns you on?
Well, I think the archaeology in particular allows me to be in touch with the past mm-hmm. in a way I didn't think was possible.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing like holding an artifact that's 2,000 years in your hand.
I can't even imagine.
Yes. And I remember when I was first starting out, and the very first artifact I held was just it. I remember it sent a shock of electricity through me. It
really?
Was kind of
like
really this feeling that, oh, my gosh, someone else had created this and used it so long ago,
yeah.
and here I am holding it today.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yes.
Any cons? What's the worst?
You know, honestly, there really isn't a lot of cons. But I will say the question of whether you dig dinosaurs is an interesting one. Because
it just looks hot and dirty. And all
it does. There is that, too. There is that, too. And the Indiana Jones comparison's not a con, but there is a lot of misinformation out there that's been portrayed by Hollywood. So people tend to think I have a much more exciting life than I really do.
Right.
So I often, you know,
feel
have to address the reality. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, that is all the time we have right now, Instructor Murray. We've been talking to Andrea Murray, an instructor here at PCC in Cultural Anthropology, an Introduction to Archaeology. Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, then. You are listening to Lancer Radio. We are streaming live on LancerRadio.org. This is Pasadena City College. Pasadena City College, LancerRadio.org.